From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, writing can be a lonely profession, spending hours behind a computer screen with the door shut in complete silence. Or at least that's the image that comes to mind when you kind of picture that stereotypical author. However, books are not usually written in a vacuum, at least not for one group of authors, who, after joining the Aero Cafe Writers Group, have each published their own written works. So joining us today to talk more about the Boise Writing Group and their novels are the authors themselves, Kelly Jones, Glyda Bothwell, and Laura Kelly Robb. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. So I would love if one of you could start and tell us a bit about your writers group.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. We've been getting together for, I think we decided, about 8 years now. And we're all writing. All three of us have published novels recently. We started out, I don't know, we've had about 4 to 5 to 6 people in our group. Right now, we have a total of 5. And we generally have met once a month, twice a month. The schedule may vary, but we're all here to help each other get a finished product.
And had any of you been in a writing group before? And Laura, I'll start with you.
Well, yes, I was in a brief one. I started through Meetup, Boise Meetup, and found a group. But it quickly dispersed. But one of the members, Erin, invited me to this current group, which was very nice of her. I did briefly go to the Iowa Writers Workshop, which formed a 3-week group that we carried on online for a bit. But it was nothing like this group, nothing as stable as this group.
So what does make this group unique than other groups you've been a part of, Laura?
Well, I will say that I am in another writing group, and I have been in other writing groups. One of them didn't work out very well, but I am another group that's currently in operation. But I think what's different about this group is that we became really good friends, and we shared a lot, not just about writing, but about ourselves and our lives, and we supported each other in what we were doing in our writing and in our lives, and gave good feedback to us and encouraged us to do the best that we could do. And it was just really a fun group to be with.
And Glyda, go ahead.
Oh, I think we all have a great deal of respect for each other. It's kind of scary to present your work to another writer, and especially when it's a work in progress, because sometimes it needs a lot of work. So we respect each other, and we're willing to put it out there and say, what do you think?
And what is that like for you, when you do put yourself out there? Because I would think that, as each of you have mentioned, you've been in different writing groups, but your friends in this group. So is there a sense of maybe comfort that you have in this group that maybe you wouldn't have with other people?
I think so, because one thing that happened in this group was people had their special talents. And so you knew after working with everybody for a while that if, for example, Judy was not here today. Judy was very lyrical. And so she would read out some of the lines that she was reading from your work and kind of talk about whether they sounded right. Maybe they could become more poetical, more graceful. And by the same token, other members had special talents. Kelly, for example, is very good on structure. So if she gave me a piece of feedback about structure, well, maybe the plot didn't line up quite correctly, or maybe I'd lost a track of a character, I would take that really seriously and not personally, because I knew that's what she was very good at.
And how often do you get together?
Well, we were doing it maybe once a month, and then sometime if someone had something they really wanted to have us read, we would agree to get together more often. During COVID, that kind of messed us up, and we did start doing Zooms then, but we're getting back to meeting in person, and hopefully at least once a month. Some of us, I won't say we're retired because maybe we retired to be writers, but there's one in our group who still has a regular job. And so we try to work around her schedule sometimes.
I was going to ask, I would love each of your perspective about COVID impacting this collaboration process. I mean, what was that like for each of you to not be able to meet in person? And how did that impact your process?
For some of us, doing the Zoom was kind of a new experience and working on the computer. So we had to get used to the technology, number one. And if we just really missed the personal connection and being with people in person, it's just, that was a real loss for our group. And, you know, we still were able to critique some, but it definitely was not the same as getting to together with a cup of coffee and, you know, something to eat and socializing.
I agree. Erin, another member of the group, she really helped us with the technology, and we started using Google Docs and reading each other's work before the meetings. And we had been doing that, but that helped a lot when we were enduring the COVID period and couldn't get together. At least you had ample access to each other's work and could notate it, and the other person could see it. So that helped a bit with communication. But I agree with Glyda. It was kind of put a chill on the group that we weren't able to get together.
Mm-hmm. And you've all written and published your own works. So I'm curious, what has it been like to watch the evolution of a novel and finally see that finished product?
It was an amazing process. I watched Kelly and Laura both pretty much start to finish of their novels, and over, you know, a couple years period doing critiques of their work, and it was fascinating, and I learned so much from each of them, how they write and how they think, and it was very encouraging to me that they were able to publish, and it helped me to keep going on my book to get it published.
It's always fun to
see. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. It's fun to see the finished product because quite often it's different from what was brought to the group, and we can see the places where maybe we think, oh, we kind of helped them finish that off. I know my most recent novel, when I took it to the group, the ending, I could just see from the reaction that it just didn't deliver. It wasn't satisfying. So I did a lot of changes to the ending. And, you know, we have to read the final book to see what happened. And Laura has her book, which is just coming out tomorrow.
Wednesday.
And I'm so excited to read it. And it's just so much fun to see the book with the cover. And I just can't wait to get my hands on it.
Kelly, you've published a series of three novels while being a member of the writing group. So tell us about this trilogy that you've written.
Okay. Well, two of the books I actually wrote and published with the help of the group. It's a three-book series, and the first one I did actually with another writing group. So let me tell you a little bit about the series. It's called the Dana Pearson Mystery Series. Dana is an investigative reporter for the Boston Globe. And in the first book, she meets up with a priest, Father Giovanni Borelli, in Prague, and they have a mystery to solve. And I thought it was a one book done, but I love the character, so I kept writing. So the books that I wrote with the group, the second one is Bloodline and Wine. Dana goes to visit her friend, Father Giovanni Borelli, who owns, his family owns a winery in Tuscany. And as soon as she arrives, someone breaks into the wine cellar and destroys millions of dollars worth of wine. And so she and Father Borelli set out to figure out who did the destruction and why they did it. So a third book in this series I wrote with the help of the writing group. And in this book, it's called Angel Boy. And now we're in Boston, where Dana writes for the Boston Globe. And as the story starts out, she's welcoming Father Borelli's niece, grandniece, to come stay with her for the year to go to school. And in the meantime, Dana gets involved in a series of fires in Catholic churches. So she's got a mystery to solve. But unknown to Dana, this young niece, who's a teenager, sets out to solve another mystery. And that is what happened to Dana's son, who disappeared 13 years ago. So we've got a couple of mysteries going in this third mystery book.
Wow. Kelly, what do you enjoy about the mystery genre?
It's a little easier for me to write when I know the purpose. I'm trying to solve this mystery. So, and I've also set my books in places that are fun to visit. I didn't get to go to Boston, though, because of the COVID, but I did go to Prague, where the first book in this series is set, and then to Italy, where the second book is set.
See, that's always been the reason why I would think it would be cool to write, is that you could go on these trips and it's, you know, research. So,
well, it is. It's great. I've been to Paris. I've been to Florence. I've been to Munich. So, yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, what a perk, right? So, Glyda, the writers group helped you publish your very first novel in 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, my novel is called Abby's Journey, A Long Trail Home, and it's historical, has time travel. It's about a woman, a 21st century woman, who travels back in time to 1852, where she finds herself headed west in a covered wagon on the Oregon Trail. And on the trip, there's a lot of hardships and tragedy and adversity, but Abby not only finds romance on the Oregon Trail, but insight into her own path forward in modern day Boise, and also dealing with her mother, who is suffering from dementia.
And what was it like for you, Glyda, to be able to have this writer's group as you were, writing this novel?
It was really helpful because I got new ideas, but I also had some of my ideas confirmed and, you know, kind of, they say, oh, that's a great idea. So it encouraged me to keep going and to finish it. And the group was really helpful. Very supportive, and it was just really fun to bounce ideas off of each other and brainstorm, and not just critique, but come up with ideas. It was really helpful for me.
And Glyda, what are your plans for any future publications or writings?
Well, I am working on a memoir of growing up on the Ohio River in the 1940s and 50s. We went through a tornado, a flood, a fire, and a hurricane. No,
holy
tornado.
Okay.
And I'm also working on a narrative nonfiction about Cynthia Mann, who was the first certified teacher in Idaho.
Oh, okay. And we have a Cynthia Mann Elementary School in Boise. And
that's correct.
Wondered.
And it was named after her. So she's a very interesting character.
Oh, I love that. So Laura, your new novel, The Laguna Shores Research Club, is being released September 14th. Tell us a little bit about that book.
So that book is also, that's a mystery, and it's set in St. Augustine, and it's about a woman who's been trying to track down some lost paintings, and she turns to a friend, another researcher, for help. And when the friend is murdered, she decides to investigate on her own, but she quickly finds out that she's involved with some very dangerous people. And it's got a lot of suspense and kind of has a twisty ending. And I think people will enjoy that.
And Laura, you have you'll be doing a book signing, right? A rediscovered book once your novel is published. Can you share the details of that?
Correct. Right. It'll be Thursday, this coming Thursday at 4:00 at Rediscovered Books. And it's like an open house. You know, people come by and chat and visit and buy a book or not, or look around the bookstore. It's just a way to get to know some of the readers.
Mm-hmm. Laura, is that What's in Caldwell or in Boise?
The Boise Rediscovered Books.
Boise. Okay. Thank you.
And Laura, I was going to ask, what's it like as a local author to have a bookstore like Rediscovered Books that really promotes local authors and your work?
It really is a treasure. I mean, that bookstore, I think it was one of the first retail establishments I visited when I was in Boise for a reading by another author. And immediately I met friends there who continue to be very, very good friends. And I've gone to a number of events there. It's sort of like a beacon in Boise, I think, for a lot of writers and readers.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to end by asking all three of you the same question. And it's this: if you could share just one piece of advice with up and coming writers, what would it be? And Kelly, I'll start with you.
Well, since we're with a writing group here, I think you need some support from other writers. And if you can find a writing group, that's wonderful. Can I give a couple pieces of advice?
Absolutely, you can.
Read, 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 read. I would never trust a writer who didn't read. And you learn so much from reading other writers. You can see, why do I like that? What is it about this particular story that really draws me in? And how can I do that? So read. I would say read.
I love that. And Glyda, what about you? What kind of advice would you give to an up and coming writer who's just starting?
Well, I definitely agree with Kelly, but I think it's a good thing to enter contests and to submit your writing, maybe submit it, you know, to a magazine or newspaper. And you can get your work published that way as well. But entering contests and just writing as much as you can and learning about writing. There's a lot of really good books about writing. I can't even list them all. There's so many, but reading about writing is very helpful. Oh, and going to conferences. Idaho Writers Guild has a wonderful conference every year. There's the Cabin, and there's another arts group in Boise that has a writing component. So just kind of find out what's out there and connect with other writers. You know, go to luncheons and go to meetings and connect with other people.
And Laura, I'll wrap up with you, your advice.
I'd say don't take the feedback personally. Get the feedback, use it. Sometimes you get wild feedback that has nothing to do with your work, but if you start to see consistent pieces of feedback, of a critique, then you can take it seriously and not be afraid. Just listen. It's not directed at you. There's just simply no substitute for quality. And that's what you want to get. You want to get quality in your writing.
Well, it has been a real pleasure speaking with all of you. We have been talking with Kelly Jones, Glyda Bothwell, and Laura Kelly Robb about their writers group and how it has helped them publish their books. As we mentioned, Laura's new book, The Laguna Shores Research Club, will be released this Wednesday, September 14th, and then she'll be signing copies of her new book at Rediscovered Books in downtown Boise on September 15th. You've been listening to Idaho Matters from Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Now remember, you can listen to episodes of the podcast anytime, anywhere, and they're always free. Just search for Idaho Matters wherever you get your podcasts.